Money FM 89.3, best of weekends. Beautiful Places with Neil Humphreys on Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen on Money FM 89.3.
And now for something completely different. Our beautiful place for today. Where are we going, Neil?
We're going to the only segment that has my name, by the way. The Beautiful Places segment with Neil Humphreys. We're going to...
because we don't talk enough about you and what you've been doing on The Average Show.
We don't. It's the Glenn Van Zutphen Neil show and the other guy.
But we never talk about the 25 books. We never
excuse me. Anything. Have I mentioned... No, we haven't. He's right, though. He's right. I do have it. No, I don't have
it. Okay, where are we going for beautiful
nature
places?
Park. Khatib Bongsu Nature Park. And let me just say this right off the bat. Without a doubt, one of the best places I have ever been to. Never mind in Singapore.
Really?
Ever. And the reason I say that with some surprise is, as my fellow colleague pointed out, I have written several books. About places in Singapore. I'm not naming them. I'm not naming them because I don't need to. Because they've sold so many. No. Because. And I've never mentioned this place because I wasn't even aware of this place. Sungai Khatib Bongsu. First thing that's interesting about it, it's a natural river. It's not, you know, a man-made reservoir or canal that we have around Pongo and so on. It's a natural river. And talk about a hidden beauty, Glenn. Firstly, I couldn't even find it because it was organized by the wonderful Kayak Asia. We've had Ling on the show before.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it was a five-hour kayaking tour of the mangroves of Khatib Bongsu, which is off the coast of Yishun.
Yeah.
So much so that when I told the taxi driver at 7 in the morning, he had no idea. I had no idea. They give you a map and it's basically just off of Yishun Avenue 8. But there's no signposts or anything.
It's kind of up near Seletar, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
You just stop by the edge of a road and then you walk down a slope and luckily you see the guys gathering and kayaks there.
Yeah.
And what was weird, when I got there, the tide was slightly out. So I had this idea that we were going to walk along the canal concrete, you know, to get to the boats, but the tide came in. We had this unbelievable family of otters run past us, almost like a welcoming committee. I went with my daughter, and this is the first time she'd ever been kayaking, so I was slightly apprehensive. We get in the kayak, a beautiful, long, two-person kayak, and for my legs, for my Ichabod Crane legs, it was like first-class travel for my Inspector Gadget legs, right? We get in the wonderful long kayaks, we poodle along, and then we hit the mangroves of Sungai Khatib Bongsu. I have never seen anything like it because I stepped out of Singapore. Well, firstly, I stepped out of Singapore and I stepped into Malaysia. I stepped into Indonesia. I stepped back in time. What I really felt like I was in was a Joseph Conrad novel. You know, I was in the heart of darkness. It was going upriver.
In Yishun.
Yeah, exactly. Upriver to see Colonel Kurtz in Apocalypse Now.
Wow.
I thought I was going to meet a bald Marlon Brando.
I'm not
going to
say this is a stretch, but it's a little bit of a stretch. But go ahead.
I'll tell you why it's not a stretch. Look at the photographs because you're going upriver or downriver. I'm not sure which. But the mangrove trees, they cross over. They cross over. So you have this natural green canopy.
Kind of a canopy over you.
Yeah, you have this natural green canopy bridge going over the top. These beautiful hanging fig trees that almost block out the sky. So you are literally going up or down river. There is no one around. No one. You can't hear the traffic. And this is only 12 kilometers from where I live. You can't hear the traffic. All you can hear is nature and the gentle flow of the river. It really has that upriver, you know, deliverance, Apocalypse Now, whatever, end of the world kind of feel. We saw kingfishers, we saw Brahmini kites, we saw eagles. But then I saw things that I didn't even know I could see in Singapore. The first thing, I'll send you the photograph later, I saw an atlas moth. This is one of the biggest insects, biggest moths on the planet. It was the size of both my hands.
Wow.
The Atlas moth. I got up close to it. And then I subsequently saw the caterpillar of the moth. Now, the caterpillar was like out of a Pixar movie. You know that, or whichever movie company made A Bug's Life?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like massive, bigger,
right?
Bigger than my thumb.
Wow.
The caterpillar, bigger than my thumb.
Cool.
As I say, the Atlas moth, and it was just above my head, was the size of both my hands. Then, And I've never had a laxative like this. Then we go along, we go along the kayak, and Ling says, like, you know, like we're on a plane, if you would care to look up to your right. I saw a beehive of the Malayan giant honey beehive. Let me think of the size. The size would have been about 1.5 meters by 1.5 meters square.
What?
Yeah, almost half the size of the window that I'm looking
at. Bigger than some people's apartments.
Yeah, anyone who's looking at Facebook Live, it was probably the size of the window behind me, right? 1.5 meters by 1.5 meters, Malayan giant honeybee hive. And honestly, the silence was deafening because nobody made a sound. We're just purring along the river. No one wants to make a splash or attract attention with the oars. My word, it was, as I say, documentary time. We saw the puzzle nut trees. We saw the Hoya trees. We saw the sea hibiscus. We was in the land of the giants. And then, as you correctly said, we're poodling along the coast of Salita Island. Then we go out into the open sea. Mm. Then we just pick out an inlet, Robinson Crusoe stuff, and we just pull in there off of the coast of Sembawang. And we just pull in, and Ling provided snacks, curry puffs, tea and coffee on a beach that you know nobody has been on for years other than her, right? Because it's a tiny little beach inlet. You cannot access it from land. Mm. So you really are in the land that time forgot, back in the kayaks, around the straits, and then we finished at Sembawang Park. And as you know, I've had a rather stressful week on the work front. Plus, in the middle of this just relentlessly grim COVID-19 pandemic, I just cannot stress enough what an uplifting experience it was. And Kayak Asia, I'm happy to give them the plug. Go to their Facebook page. They do tours around Pulau Ubin. They do tours around various mangroves. 5 hours in a kayak around mangroves in the land of giants. It was literally poetic. It was glorious. It was absolutely glorious. I can't stress it enough. Wonderful stuff.
Very cool. You do not believe
you're in Singapore.
And even in the rain, you guys were in the rain, but so what, right?
Yeah. Well, I kept about an hour into the tour, we're going around the mangrove reeds and we're seeing everything. Mud skippers, tree climbing crabs and so on. The heavens opened. And the rain was so heavy, it bounced back up again. It was like you couldn't get hit by the rain once. You had to get hit by the rain twice. You got it the first time when it came down, and then you got it the second time when it bounced
off the
river and onto your legs.
Wow.
And I'm like a madman. There's video footage of me in this storm going, now we're kayaking. Now this is kayaking. Now. Oh, it was just wonderful.
But that didn't seem to impact the animals you saw or anything that, I mean, obviously you were still seeing a lot of stuff, right?
Oh, wildlife.
Despite the rain?
Wildlife everywhere. Yeah. And the kind of wildlife that you can only see from a kayak, whether it's the tree climbing crabs or the mud. You know, I've seen mud skippers from boardwalks, you know, at Sungai Below and Chek Jawa in Pulau Ubin. But I've never literally poodle past a mud skipper that's almost the size of my microphone and as close to this microphone, and it doesn't move because it doesn't see a threat from you. You're in a kayak, and I certainly haven't poodled, you know, gently rolled below a honey bee hive, you know, that kind of thing. And as the Atlas moth, 45 years I've been on this planet, I've never seen a moth the size of both my hands before. Wonderful. I cannot recommend it enough.
So tell us again how we get to Khatib.
Kayak Asia. Just go to Kayak Asia's Facebook page, LL Tan. Our wonderful correspondent has already put up the link, kayakasia.org. It gives you information of their Sungai Khatib Bongsu tours. They also do a very popular tour around Pulau Ubin. It's like you step out of the city, you step out of the urban density and the stress and the traffic and the noise, and you step back in time. It's wonderful.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.